they call them anything different?
We just say mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Same as the kind you... Mm-hmm. Same name for the ones that you buy in the store. Okay. These are different terms for your family members. Like, what did you call your father?
Dad. Papa.
Papa?
Papa.
Okay.
And Mama.
How about your grandfather?
I never had one to remember.
Never knew one? Mm-hmm. How about your grandmother?
You know, when I was 10 years old, I said, when she passed to me, and she was 104, and I was named after her.
Wow.
And I don't remember why I called her. Grandma Women, I guess I called her. Uh-huh. Grandma. I believe that's what we called her.
Grandma?
Grandma. Maybe. Now I'm going to be a great-grandmother in 3 weeks, so I don't know why I don't let my grand call me Granny Mary, I guess. Because it's got another great-grandmother. It's got two grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have any granddaddies. Nowhere. On neither side.
Isn't that something?
All of them deceased.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the women have outlived.
Yeah, yes, you have.
How about, you know, the children, when you, if a child kind of looks like one of its parents or acts like them, what would you say they?
Fib them.
Okay.
That's the word we used to say. Fib. It's not like doing them a favor. It's like you look like them.
Mm-hmm,
favor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very seldom hear that word anymore.
Yeah, I remember hearing that when I was growing up.
You should have favored your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to say, you should have looked like your mother.
Mm-hmm. What if a woman was going to have a baby? You'd say she's...
Well, it didn't say she was pregnant alone then. It did say she was...
They just didn't use that word and think it was polite or...
That's right. And now when you're 3 years old, I say, well, when's the baby gonna come? When's the baby gonna come? I went to the baby shower last night for my granddaughter. And this little girl will say that goes to kindergarten. She said, well, when she, where is the baby? And I said, well, she ain't answer. Well, when's it coming out? So I know where it is. It's right in her tummy. When's it coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, we'd have said that when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
How were the babies delivered? Did they have doctors that came out to them?
Well, my first baby was delivered at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two doctors, and a nurse and a midwife, and then we lost the baby. I guess I wasn't built to have children, and they didn't have too much cesarean along there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with the faucets, why its head was crushed, is what I was told afterwards. And it just bled to death. Lived to be born on Good Friday and died on Easter Sunday.
Gosh. Did you have any other children?
Yeah, I had one daughter. Then had a hard time having her, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
With three grandsons.
Mm-hmm. But they had midwives.
Yeah. I had her with me. And I had a nurse, and I had two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Black midwife.
Do they have any other terms for them?
No,
just call them the midwife.
Midwife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you have to push a baby in?
A little red wagon. Did good to get in. We didn't have carriages and strollers on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would be a term for a child that was, its parents weren't married or?
A little bastard.
Mm-hmm. They have any other terms they'd call it?
Not as I remember, unless you'd say something and I could remember it, but I remember saying about bastards.
This lady in Charleston told me they called him a yard child.
I never heard that.
Mm-hmm. I had never heard it either, which... what if a child's parents died, something happened to them? Would you call him an orphan?
Both parents died. Yeah, you would call them orphan. Yeah. That's what you call them. What is a sibling?
That's their brothers and sisters.
Siblings, you're not trying.
Now, what about school? Like when you were in school, what kind of hours did they go?
Well, really, when I came to school, I went the first year out in the country. Mm-hmm. And we'd walk to school. It was a little country school, and we walked there. I don't remember too much about it, don't think, because I was just 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked there. But then afterwards, we had a school bus to come by and pick us up.
Okay. And brought you to school here.
And brought us to school.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be for me. Yeah. Well, we'd leave on about 7:30 in the morning. It'd be about 4:30 to get home in the afternoon on the school bus.
Mm-hmm.